Ever wished you could, bring your drawings to life? Like, imagine drawing something and then, boom, it's right there in front of you. Well, today we're going on a deep dive into a story all about that.
Yeah, it's about this kid named Ben who, well, he finds out his drawings can become real.
Okay, so this Ben kid, he's got to be, like, a pretty good artist, right?
He loves to draw,
Yeah.
just loves it. But he's not like some famous prodigy or anything. He just likes to doodle.
I gotcha. I gotcha. So what happens? How do his drawings start coming to life?
So he's in the art room at school one day, just poking around.
I feel like every school has that one kind of creepy art room.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ben finds this box tucked away in a corner. It's old and wooden, and it says magic chalk on it.
Okay, so right away we know this is gonna be good. Magic chalk, I love it. So he opens the box, right?
He does, and inside there are all these pieces of brightly colored chalk, like all the colors of the
And
rainbow.
I bet he just can't resist trying them out.
Nope, he picks up a piece of blue chalk and starts drawing on the blackboard.
So what's the first masterpiece he creates with this magic chalk?
A cat, but it's kind of wobbly looking. Like the kind of cat a kid would draw.
Okay, but I'm guessing this isn't just any ordinary cat drawing. Does it like suddenly meow and jump off the board?
Exactly. The cat finishes the meow, hops right off the blackboard, and lands right there on Ben's desk.
Whoa. I bet Ben was like totally freaked out at first.
He's totally stunned. I mean, can you imagine? One minute you're doodling a cat, and the next minute it's looking up at you. Real as can be.
That's got to be both awesome and kind of terrifying all at the same time.
Yeah.
So what does Ben do next? Does he like run for his life?
Nah, he's too curious. He decides he's got to try this magic chalk again. This time he decides to draw pizza, a big cheesy pepperoni pizza.
Smart move. Who doesn't love pizza? But wait, this is magic chalk we're talking about. I bet that pizza doesn't just sit there on the page.
You got it. The pizza comes flying right off the blackboard and bonks Ben on the head.
Ouch. Sounds kind of painful.
It was probably a little surprising, but hey, at least it was a tasty pizza, right?
True, true. So, okay, Ben's drawn a cat, a pizza. What crazy thing does he draw next?
So now Ben is really starting to get the hang of this magic chalk thing. He decides to take his talents to the playground.
Ooh, taking the magic to the playground. I like where this is going.
He gets to the playground and draws a giant rocket ship right there on the pavement.
A rocket ship. I can only imagine what happens next. Does it like blast off into space?
It totally does. Smoke billows out. There's this like roaring sound, and the rocket shoots up into the sky with Ben hanging on for dear life.
Whoa, talk about an awesome ride. I bet all of Ben's classmates were watching with their jaws on the ground.
Oh, yeah, they were all totally amazed. They couldn't believe their eyes. It was pure magic.
Okay, so far this magic chalk seems pretty amazing. Was there ever a time when things went wrong? Like, did Ben ever accidentally draw something he wished he hadn't?
Well, yeah, actually. Ben's friend Jake, you know how friends are, wanted to try the magic chalk too.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Sharing is caring, right? But sometimes sharing magic chalk might not be the best idea.
Exactly. Jake gets his hands on the chalk and he decides to draw, you won't believe this, a giant gorilla.
Uh-oh. A giant gorilla? That doesn't sound good.
It wasn't good. The gorilla comes to life and starts stomping around the playground, knocking over trash cans, scaring everyone.
Yikes. Ben must have realized he had to do something fast. Did he use his magic chalk to fix the problem?
He did. He grabbed the chalk and quickly drew a giant banana right in front of the gorilla. You know how much gorillas love
Oh,
bananas?
yeah, that's like their favorite thing. So, did the giant gorilla go for the giant banana?
Totally. The gorilla was so excited about the banana, it just grabbed it and POF, it disappeared in a puff of chalk dust.
Wow, that was pretty clever thinking on Ben's part. He used his magic chalk to solve a problem he created.
Yeah. And that's when Ben realized that the magic chalk wasn't just for fun and games. It could actually be used to help people.
So, did Ben become like a superhero, using his magic chalk to do good deeds around town?
He kind of did. Like one time, the librarian couldn't find a really important book. You know how librarians are about their
Oh,
books?
really? Everything has its place, right? So Ben drew a little detective with his magic chalk to help find the book.
Exactly. The little chalk detective sniffed around the library, followed some clues, and led the librarian straight to the missing book.
That's awesome. And what about other good deeds? Did Ben ever help out his classmates with his magic chalk?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like one day it started raining really hard during recess. No one had an umbrella. Ben just grabbed his magic chalk and drew a big, colorful umbrella over the whole playground.
That's so cool. Did he ever use his magic chalk to help with homework?
Of course. He even helped his friend solve a really tricky math problem by drawing little chalk numbers that danced around and showed how to get the answer.
It sounds like Ben figured out that having magic chalk is a big responsibility. It's not just about making cool things appear, it's about using your powers to make the world a better place.
Right, and I think that's a really important lesson for all of us. Even if we don't have magic chalk, we can all use our imaginations and creativity to do good things and help others.
Exactly. Just like Ben, we can be everyday superheroes using our creativity to solve problems, bring joy to others, and maybe even make the world a little bit more magical. And who knows, maybe if we look hard enough, we'll all find our own box of magic chalk tucked away somewhere special.
So what would you draw if you had magic chalk? It's something fun to think about, right?
It totally is. And remember, if you do find some magic chalk, be sure to use it wisely, because with great power comes great responsibility.
Until next time, keep on drawing and dreaming big. You never know what amazing things you might create.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive.